All right, so hello. Today we're going to be talking about two topics. We're going to be talking about Gypsy Rose Blanchard and her breakup with her husband. And
they broke up?
Yes, they broke up.
No way!
And she's now talking to her ex-husband, like before Ryan. But that's for later. But right now we're also going to be reacting to Karma by JoJo Siwa. She dropped her music video last night. And Sav hasn't seen anything yet.
This is
going to be her raw reaction.
Pure
like,
reaction.
Sadies and I saw a good amount. So,
all right.
Go ahead.
For the loud name.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. The lyrics, the auto tune. She fell off the boat, bro.
Look how she sinks in the water. But it still kills me. Versus giving me what I deserve. I deserve. That's what I love. Why is she arriving?
That looks so CGI too. Oh.
Bro.
I don't even believe
her. Who would let her post this?
She's gonna actually like implode.
Imagine being her mom, guys. Like,
imagine being her ex-girlfriend. Imagine seeing your ex doing this.
Ew.
Imagine seeing your ex arise from the ocean.
On like song and how bad it is, or the music video, or what's wearing. Like there's so much,
there's too many things
to just talk about. One, like I'm so overstimulated with this. Like there's too many things.
Yeah, like this is like,
it's just bad.
I don't even know. I'm speechless. Genuinely,
that
is my reaction because honestly, JoJo's.
Honestly,
she
didn't see the best part yet.
Oh yeah. Oh.
Yo!
We finished it anyway.
Okay, so Mr. Wright just heard the JoJo Siwa.
He doesn't approve of it. He wants us to turn it down, so he doesn't approve of it.
And Mr. Wright does not like JoJo Siwa.
I don't think anyone does.
Yeah.
So. To be honest with you, I would give that probably like...
Yeah, what's your rating?
To be honest, it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
What? No, Sav.
But
be so serious.
It's bad.
No, it's really bad. But
yeah.
Compared to like with Boomerang that she made, like Boomerang had like more like dynamic to it, and it had like
and it had a target audience.
It had a target audience, but with this, it's like, what is the target audience? Just like lesbians, like, you know what I mean? Like, what is the target audience? Like, what are you singing about? Like, what do you
like? Who wants to listen?
Who wants to see this? Who wants to see
one?
No one. Genuinely, no one. Like, if you showed any single person that music video, they would have the same exact reaction as us. Like, she was a fish lady. Like,
fish lady.
I'm serious. Like,
no, it's like
really it's like bad. Mermaids on each other. Why would you want to watch that? Like,
and yeah, and it's too intimate.
It's
like,
such an intimate video. And girl, your children is your audience is children.
Yeah.
What teenagers actually like
would think that this is cool?
JoJo Siwa.
Because she's trying to obviously she's trying to like get a bigger audience of
but
like older.
She wants,
what is that?
She wants more of an R-rated audience
but
by showing
cringe,
like the sexual scenes, but like, but it's not even like that. It's just like sad.
It's embarrassing. Like it I don't
is.
Even know. Like I said, like I don't know what I would do if I was like her mom or her ex. Like I don't know what's more embarrassing. Like being like blood related to her or like saying I dated that.
Oh,
I don't know what's more
embarrassing. Yeah, to be honest,
I feel like both.
Like what's worse? Would you rather be her mom or would you rather be her ex in this position?
I would rather be her ex
her
so I can flame on her.
Yeah.
But then it's like people know you dated that. People know you did intimate stuff with that. People know you saw attraction.
But at least you're not like related.
Yeah. But you fuck, I don't
but know. But JoJo Siwa used to be a cutie like years ago.
Yeah, but she's in Dance Moms.
Yeah, she was like, a cutie when she was she tried to like make it
like change her personality.
She tried to change her personality with it and just make it seem like all of her audience is just like looking at her like in a sexual manner.
Yeah.
That's why she made that like video. But I don't think it worked.
It did not.
It definitely backfired because people are bullying her on social media. As well deserved. Well, I guess, yeah, I don't know. Aside from her like personal whatever she has going on when it comes to that, her career is like going downhill.
To be honest, yeah.
Like, who do JoJo bows anymore? Like,
you
that
know,
was her whole income. Like,
I literally have met Abby Lee Miller like 2 times. And
what
like,
the? Why?
Because I've met her at like Century City and stuff, but I would rather meet Abby Lee Miller than JoJo Siwa. That's not purple. And so, I had a picture.
I want to see.
I don't want to see.
I have to find it.
Bro, I hear so many audios of Abby Lee Miller, like, on TikTok.
I know, her popular, like,
yes, and she was trying to bite someone's
the
finger.
The first time she met me, I was at Century City with my friends, and we're in Nordstrom, and we just see her with, like, a security guard, and we're like, Abby Lee, come here, can we take a picture? And she was like, yes, of course, come here.
Oh, she's nice.
And then she didn't take the picture with me, and I was like, girl, you're taking the picture with me. And I forced Abby Lee Miller to take a picture with me.
Oh. Oh my god. Okay, so now we're gonna talk about Gypsy Rose and her like divorce from her husband Ryan Anderson. I think what did people say that I think it was like a week ago when it was announced, she announced it on her Facebook. And then now she's dating her ex-husband before Ryan and she got a matching tattoo with him.
Oh really?
Oh wow.
I didn't know
she
that.
Moved on very fast, y'all. Like,
that is fast.
I knew why.
Do you guys know why they broke up?
No.
Oh.
I don't know.
Did you guys search it up?
No, because she didn't say. Like nobody knows.
They didn't like specify like,
no. She just said that she's like
she
divorced.
She just randomly got a divorce and then got with her ex-husband.
Yes. So she maybe cheated. That's mine.
Oh, maybe. Are they gonna get remarried, her and her ex-husband?
I have no idea, but they were spotted together. I
well,
saw
I've
a picture.
Seen the picture.
You saw
they're like smoking.
Hold on. Oh, ooh, Gypsy was smoking.
I can't imagine.
The first thing.
She opened TikTok and it's JoJo Siwa.
Okay, wait. What's it called? Gypsy Rose's ex-husband.
Gypsy.
Caught. Gypsy Rose caught ex-husband.
Gypsy Rose spotted
with ex-husband.
With ex, here, look, ex-fiance. Let's watch.
Did Gypsy Rose Blanchard leave her husband Ryan for her ex-fiance Ken? Gypsy Rose Blanchard was spotted out in public with her ex-fiance Ken at a tattoo parlor just 4 days after the announcement. Now, Ken first met Gypsy after he watched her documentary Mommy, Dead, and Dearest and decided to write her in 2017. They got engaged in October of 2018 with plans to get married in 2020. However, they took a short break in August of 2019, which we know was short-lived because Ryan started writing Gypsy in 2020 to get married. Now, in the Prison Confessions documentary, Gypsy talks about her relationship with Ken. She talked about how Ken didn't really like the attention and being in the public eye, and that she was really heartbroken when they broke up. We also learned that Gypsy told Ryan about a dream she had in which she left Ryan for Ken.
Yo!
Gypsy and Ryan were to be married. We see in the photo that Ken is getting a tattoo, and in a sneak peek of her new show that is about to come out in June, Gypsy went and got a tattoo by her cousin. So it does appear to be the same tattoo parlor. Now, they could just be friends that are hanging out, but let me know what you guys think.
Did
Gypsy
Rose
Blanchard
is leaning on Gypsy Rose Blanchard has been seen out and about with her ex-fiance just days after the announcement of her divorce.
Are they holding hands?
Gypsy Rose Blanchard while she was still in jail.
Damn, I kind of feel bad for
her. This is like high school, like, relationship. What are you doing, babe? I kind of just, babe, you just got released from prison. This is not how the world works.
So they ended up breaking off the engagement. Then,
I thought she was pregnant. Like, there were rumors.
Why is she taking pictures like she's in high school? How old are you? Isn't she like 30?
Like 38.
He had sent her a lot of letters.
Look how she's taking a picture in the mirror.
Documentaries, and they ended up meeting up and getting engaged and married.
So they were gonna
Gypsy
last
announced
forever.
That the two of them were no longer Doesn't together like and were video? Splitting up in a Facebook
like
post. Since that news broke, there has been a ton of spotting.
And then she got with this one? But he's low-key fine. She probably just stayed with him because she felt bad. Or did they start dating after she got out of jail?
No, like they. She's.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard has been seen out and about with her.
Like she acted like she was.
To be honest, my theory on this is I feel like since Gypsy Rose has a lot of attention from the public eye now, I feel like her new, like the one that she just got with, the ex that she just like I feel like he's just doing that because he just randomly came back in out of nowhere. I feel like he's doing that
for attention,
to get attention from the public eye and to get, you know what I mean, to get fame, to get money. And he knows that she's very wealthy. She comes from like, you know what I mean. So like, I feel like it might be that he's using her for money or something like that. But that's my theory.
That makes sense because he saw like people's reactions.
Because the thing is, like, he just came in out of nowhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
and so they sudden.
It was so sudden. She just randomly broke up with her, you know, boyfriend she was dating for a long time.
Husband.
Yeah, yeah. Like she was gonna marry this guy, and your ex-fiance that you broke up with for a reason just randomly comes back in out of nowhere when you're getting like all this like public attention.
Yeah.
Like,
it doesn't make sense.
It might have been, like, on her. Maybe she instigated it first. But I feel like, I don't know. I just don't feel like it's for a good intention. I feel like she should have waited.
Exactly.
She's very ignorant. She's treating love, like, as very ignorant.
I just don't think she knows what, like, love, like...
Because how long has she been in jail? How long is she since what age? You know?
I think she's been there for like 8 years.
But like imagine being like the ex-husband that she just broke up with.
Oh, she was
like,
for 7 years.
Oh, seven?
Yeah.
7 years.
Yeah.
How long were her and her husband together?
Since 2020.
Oh, so you break off your 4 year marriage for a fiance that you... dated way before that.
I feel bad for Ryan.
I feel like she should have waited it out and like
definitely
felt the situation out.
I know. I'm telling you, they're gonna break up very soon.
Yeah,
like it's not gonna.
Honestly, not to be honest, because if she's getting better things from this new fiance, it might last longer, but it might just be using her.
But yeah. So that's the tea, I guess. Oh, so I guess that's it for the Gypsy thing. We'll do another podcast if there's more that comes out about this, more information about this topic. So yeah, bye.